Welcome to another episode of Dance Chat with Coach Mickey. And today we are going to be talking all about Nationals, our upcoming event. And we are literally 12 days away from our competition today. We can't wait. So today I'm going to give you the 12 tips on how you can handle the pressures of your Nationals that you may be going to or attending right now. So stay tuned after this. We're going to get right into Nationals, the top 12, how to deal. Hey guys, what do you know? It's summer. It's officially here. That's right. I know all of you guys will be finding yourselves sitting at the ball diamonds or taking your kids to the pool or maybe even taking them on a family fun vacation. Well, what else is there for you to do? Well, we've got some fun activities going on at the Dance Spot. That's right. If you're conveniently located to our small towns of Burlingame or Alma, Kansas, you can bring the kids down. We can have lots of fun with them doing acrobatic class. We've got a tap and ballet combo class that we're starting up this summer, and it's for kids ages 3 years old all the way up to high school students. It's a lot of fun. Check us out. You can find us on our Instagram or at Facebook at The Dance Spot, or you can contact us at 785-304-9970. Talk to Coach Courtney. That's right. Come check us out for the summertime fun at The Dance Spot. Okay, guys, welcome back. I am so excited for today's episode. So we are going to be doing the top 12 tips for Nationals, how you can deal with it, the pressures, the stressors, just some ideas on that can get you through your national competition. So here we go. We are going to the Bravo Nationals 12 days from today. So that's why I picked 12. And I am really, really excited about this because we have never been to the Bravo Nationals. It's all the way in Ames, Iowa. We live in Kansas, so that's quite a drive for us. There's going to be a lot of new things that about this national competition that we've never experienced before. So, you know, I'm really, really pumped about the excitement that is going to come with trying something new. However, this has caused a lot of stress in the studio. The kids have had moments of meltdowns, and I'm going to tell you why. Number one, this is a new, completely new environment for them. They are just so like anyone would be. What are we expecting? We have no idea what to expect. Whereas we have done top nationals for the several last years, we always knew what to expect. So with this one being brand new, we're really kind of going into the dark with this. So are we going to love it more than we did top? Is it going to be, a better, win record for us than we did when we went to the Talent on Parade Nationals? I have no idea. So we had the kids have a really good conversation in the studio. They got to sit down and really discuss their fears and things that are stressing them out. And it really helped. Like, it was such a great opportunity for them to just vent and get things off of their shoulders. And it helped the parents too, because I think the parents were just as stressed as we were. So, you know, yes, there were a lot of tears that were shed in this. There was some, you know, hurt feelings, but it also helped heal. It helped heal them from whatever was stressing them out, thinking that the coaches weren't behind them, or thinking that their teammates weren't beside them. You know, those are the things that are really, really crucial when you go to a national competition. So if you're heading to a brand new nationals and you're seeing stress in your kids and stress in the parents, don't be afraid to sit down and have a big conversation and letting people vent. It really does help relieve the stress. So going forward onto this, now I picked these top 12 tips based off of the owner from Talent on Parade. Her name is Kim, and she puts out these amazing blogs every year right before national season kicks off. So the top 10 points that are in here are from Kim, and they're based on these scholarship essays that she has seniors submit to her every year. And she took some of these different essays and like put together a top 10 based on what these kids and dancers have submitted to her. I think they're amazing. So we're going to go through these top 10 tips. And then I added two of my own. So let's get started with the first five. Okay, so number one, you got to have a strong work ethic from the get-go when you go into a national competition. So yes, blood, sweat, and tears is definitely a factor. You got to really understand that working hard for a goal is not just coming in and running through the motions. Everything is involved in that. Amping things up to the next level, taking your technique to the next level, and yes, even dealing with stressors, like I said, and releasing those by talking about it in the studio, talking about it with your teammates and with your coaches, sometimes going through tears and sometimes going through those moments of feeling like you're going to completely melt down. So make that a goal. Make it a work ethic that you are going to work really hard for. Now, number two, you want to make connections through dance. Now, this one I do agree with. When you go to a national competition, don't just make it about yourself and don't just make it about your teammates. You also want to make it about connections that you can make through dance, you know, by going to those master classes that they offer at a lot of national competitions, participating in any kind of group performance thing that's like Talent on Parade has top stars where you can go in and learn a routine and then perform it at the big showcase at the end of the week. Bravo has that as well. We just weren't able to get our kids in that because financially it just couldn't, our parents couldn't afford it with us going to this brand new competition that we literally are going a whole two states away from. So that wasn't an option for us. But if they have an opportunity to take master classes, that's the time for them to meet other dancers from other studios. You never know what those connections can make for you down the road. So make that a priority for you when you go to nationals. Now, number three, you want to stand out. Nationals is bigger and harder than anything you have ever done throughout the entire season. So that's the opportunity for the choreographers and for the coaches to rethink the routines that they had during the season. Now for us, we take our opportunity to re-choreograph some stuff. Take elements that were working well in the routines, but make them even greater so that those routines will help us even stand out more. Sometimes some people can redo costumes and make those pop more on stage. That will help amp them up and give them that cutting edge. And that's what you want to think of. So when you go out to do that solo for your last time, don't just do it like you've done before. Don't just run through the motions. Make yourself stand out. Do what it takes to be something that those judges will remember. Now, number four, don't let mistakes define you. Now, this is a big one. A lot of times we always like keep in the back of our mind if we made a mistake at a regional competition or if we failed at practice or maybe we just never placed high enough the way we had hoped during the regional competition. That doesn't mean that you're out of the running. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have an opportunity to get to that goal that you've wanted and set for yourself all season long. So don't let those past mistakes define you. Make this the chance for you to get out there and overcome those fears of failures and do what you need to do. The best way I can give you advice on doing that is that you have got to let go of the past. And that's a tough one to do. But if you can do that, then you can move forward and you can do even better than you've ever done before. Sorry about that. Okay, going on, number five. You got to remember, not everybody wins. And there's a lot of people that come to these events, and a lot of them come from all over the country. And not everybody gets that one spot to win. I mean, it is number one or first place because that means it's number one. So getting even 10th or getting even 8th is still as much of a big deal as it is to get first. Now, for some people, they'd say, no, it's first place or nothing. But for us, going to an event where you are going to be competing against studios that you've never seen all season long, in some cases, you're competing against thousands of routines, you've got to remember those things are kind of left in the hands of what we call the dance gods, and you can't like make the like you can't make predictions. You can't you have no way to determine how you're really going to do other than your confidence and your like reminder in your brain that not everybody has to be first place. If you can get it, that's great. If you don't, it's not the end of the world. Okay, so that is my top, the first five on here. We're going to come back right after these messages and we are going to cover the next five. So stay tuned right after this. Welcome back. We are talking about the top 12 tips for you for going to nationals and how you can deal with the pressures of it. We are into our next set here. Let's go on. It is number six. Now you want to make sure that you are very good about this. You want to be punctual, be on time and be prepared. Bring your weights, your ankle weights, your wrist weights, bring your stretch bands. Really, really take the time to stretch before you even leave for the venue. Even if you have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't matter. You want that body to be super prepared and be on time because at nationals, especially from what we have found out from Bravo Nationals, you're late. They don't put you in. You will be missed and you will be skipped and then you will not get the chance to re-perform. So you want to be there way ahead of time and you want to be really, really prepared. Also, that means you want to be prepared mentally. Listen to your music before you go to sleep. Like if you have duets that you have to do the next day, you want to close your eyes, lay down in your bed, put headphones on, listen to your music, see yourself doing those routines. Close your eyes, relax, and actually see yourself dancing that with your mind's eye. It really does. I don't know how to explain it to you. My coach in basketball used to make us do this, and it was kind of silly because, I mean, how do you like watch a basketball game in your brain? Whereas in a dance routine, by hearing the music, you can actually identify with your body. It like puts it in your brain to remember exactly what you're doing step by step. And when you visualize seeing yourself doing it, not only visualize that, visualize yourself standing up in that award lineup. Visualize yourself sitting on the award stage and that feeling that you're going to have when they call you for whatever it is that you want to get. So those are the things that I can give you on how to be prepared. number seven, let your performance inspire and tell a story. Now you got to remember your number one goal as a dancer is not to win. It's not to compete. Your number one goal as a dancer is to tell a story. You are implementing a story using your body. So the choreography is your paper and the performance is your words. So the story that you're telling, you're using music to amplify it and you are using your emotion to bring whatever story it is that you're going to tell, whether it's sassy or scary or sad or uplifting. You've got to really embrace it. Feel it in your core. Let it run through your veins. You should feel, you know, goosebumps on your arms after you're done. You should feel that rise of the music and intensify your emotion. Let it like just pour out of you. They say the windows are the eyes to the soul. And it's the same thing with a dancer. If you look disengaged, you have lost the audience, you've lost the judges. But if you can engage them from your eyes and from your fingertips and your toes and every ounce that is you, you are doing the number one job of what any dancer needs to do. And if you create an emotional story on stage, whether you place or not, that in most cases is more memorable than who actually won first place. So keep that in mind. Okay. Moving on to number eight. When you attend nationals, it's because it makes you happy to dance. And that is what it should be. Dance because you love it. You know, the thrill of competing. And don't let others distract your purpose. So now a lot of times this can happen at competition. You can let other people's looks from other studios like freak you out. You can have people be, you know, disrespectful or rude to you backstage or in a locker room or a dressing area. You can have moms get nasty. You can have all kinds of things that can distract you from the whole point of why you're even there in the first place. So remember that. You're going to nationals because dance truly, truly makes you a happy person. And if that's not the case, then you have no business going to something that is on this scale or on this level. So you got to remember, if dance truly, truly makes you happy, then nationals is going to make dance even more exciting for you. Number nine, kindness is the key, y'all. You got to remember, you have to be kind and courteous to your teachers, your teammates, your parents. I know a lot of times your parents can drive you nuts. They'll be back there going, did you remember this? Did you remember that? Do you need this? Do you need that? And you got to remember, they're feeling the excitement and the tension and the stress for you just as much as you are. Now, maybe not to the degree that you are as you go on the stage, because it is resting all on your shoulders, but your parents have invested a lot of time and money into doing something that you love. So in their minds and in their hearts, they're with you every step of the way. So as a dancer, give your parents a break, okay, y'all? Because you know what? We are there for you. And it just makes the whole experience so much better if you're not fighting with your parents. I get it. You get stressed out and the first person you want to take it out on is someone who's nagging at you and getting on you. But why go through a competition and have a big blowout fight with your parents in the car or at the hotel before you even get to the event? That's just going to make your whole day start off on a wrong foot. So watch your tongue, keep your mouth quiet, understand that your parents are just as nervous and stressed for you as you are. So they love you, they are there for you, and if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be where you are. So remember that, kindness, kindness, kindness. Now the same goes for judges and competitors. You can't be making fun of a judge. You can't be making fun of another studio or another competitor, whether you think they're great or not, whether you think that was the worst dance performance you've ever seen in your life. They are going through the exact same thing you are. So don't be disrespectful. I always like look at it this way. If I am exuding negativity out of who I am as a person, if I'm laughing or mocking or, you know, saying, well, that judge just is, you know, out to get me, then I'm going to only get negative in return. But if I am being kind and courteous to whoever I have, I thank the judges when I'm there. I mean, literally, when you're standing on stage, you can mouth the words thank you to those judges. You can mouth those words to dancers who walk by. Don't just say good job or good luck without putting some real intention behind that. Imagine how you feel and how it makes you feel when someone else kindly steps out of their way and tells you did an excellent job. It really makes you feel good. So remember, that's what you're giving and that's what you're going to get back. So be kind and courteous. That is key to having a great nationals. Okay. And number 10, you want to stay resilient regardless of the results. So win or lose, dance makes you a better you. And I agree with this tremendously. Look, we had this come to us at regionals. There was a studio that came in and they clearly were in the wrong division. It freaked out the team. It freaked out the coaches. And instead of allowing that to make us stay resilient and remember why we're there, it actually hurt us in the end. It made us wobbly. It made us like kind of freak out and forget things on stage. It didn't give us our best foot forward. So I don't care who you're competing against. I don't care who you see that you're like, oh, dang, she's really good. You have to stay resilient to you and why you're doing this and why you love dance. And that's all that you need to do. And if you can get through that, then you already are a champion over everyone else because that is the biggest factor that everybody allows them to get in their nerves, is by watching other people and letting them freak them out. So don't do that. Stay resilient to you, and it will make you a better person all around. All right, so when we get right back, we are going to give my last two tips here at the top for the top 12 tips for nationals. And I am super, super excited to get into those last two, as well as giving you some little hints as to what we're going to be bringing to our nationals. So stay tuned right after this. Want to see more of what's going on behind the scenes at a dance competition? Well, then look no further. Right there on YouTube, you can find us on Dance Spot Family Vlogs. That YouTube channel has nothing but great behind the scenes events of what it's really like being at a dance competition with our studio. So come check us out. Go to YouTube, click on Dance Spot Family Vlogs. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, and don't forget to hit that bell notification so that every time we upload a video, you will get notified and get to see all the fun action first. All right, hope to see you there. Okay, here we go. Last two big tips. Now, these tips are the ones that I came up with for helping you get through nationals, dealing with the pressures and dealing with the stressors. So I really think these would be number one and number two in my category. And I really, really did appreciate the other top 10 ones that I got from Talent on Parade. Kim is an amazing owner. She's an amazing supporter of the dance community. And like I said, we are super fans of Talent on Parade. If I could work for them, I would, but I'm too busy doing other things. I absolutely love them. And it's really hard for me to think about the fact that we're not going to Talent on Parade Nationals this year. But I really like Bravo too. And I really like the owner at Bravo. Meredith is an amazing owner. She's very, very personable. And she loves dancers as well too. And I think that's why I'm in that conflict where I love both of these companies so much that I love supporting them. I love sharing my vlogs about them. And I love the awards that they give out. I love the way that they treat the dancers and the personal connection they have with the dancers. The staff on both sides are just tremendous. We just absolutely love these two companies. Now, we chose Bravo simply because we wanted to try something new. And we really like the idea of how they reward all levels. Now, that's the one thing that I have a caveat about Talent on Parade. I love them, but they are so, like, it's literally, when it comes down to the big award performances, the reperforming and that kind of stuff, unless you are at that like top tier level, there's really not a shot for someone who is in the novice or the intermediate brackets. So Bravo does give those opportunities for those two levels. And we want to see how that works out. If it, you know, really, really is separated like that, then that is the perfect thing for our studio. Now, for other studios, my suggestion, you got to go check out Talent on Parade's Nationals. It is tremendously awesome, especially if you're at a top tier level, because there are some amazing studios that go to that competition. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. You know, those are my two favorite competitions in the Midwest. All right, let's go back to my countdown. Now, number 11, this one is a big one that you guys need to remember. When going to nationals, everyone is nervous. The judges are nervous. The staff is nervous. Your parents are nervous. You are nervous. Your coaches are nervous. Your teammates are nervous. The other studios that you're competing against are just as nervous as you are. So with that in mind, embrace your stage fears and overcome it. You know, remember, your best is all you can do. There's nothing else you can do from that point on. Like, you can't change, you know, your past. You have to move forward. And nerves, for some people, it's queasy stomach, you know, shake out those nerves. Do things that will help you get through those nerves better. If it's listening to music on your headphones and blocking out everyone, do that. If it's being jokey and silly backstage, you know, try not to do it too much to where it distracts other people that are dealing with their nerves in a different way. You know, just find something that helps you get through those nerves and moves you on to the next thing. It's always best. That's why I always suggest that dancers do solos, because solos is usually before any group numbers. And that's why it gets your nerves out. That first performance is your most nervous. By the end of the week, boom, you can take on any routine. So just keep that in mind. Everybody is just as nervous as you are. So just embrace it and you can overcome it. All right. Nationals. This is the big one. This is my number one, but I have it as number 12. Nationals is a time for celebration. That is the whole point of a national competition. It is time for you to celebrate your last time performing any of these routines for your entire career as a dancer. It's the last time for your season. So this is for most people, the end of their 2019 season. So you got to keep that in mind. It's also the last time for you to make history for yourself and history for your studio. And it's the last time for all of you to dance together as a team. Teams change every season, whether it's someone, you know, is no longer with you because they graduate or they quit or they get injured, you know, whatever, it will change every season. So embrace this and celebrate the fact that this is the last time you with your team will be together for 2019. So I hope these tips have helped you out. And I am going to give you a little hint. We are taking our two big large groups to nationals. So yes, we are taking our prom hip hop routine and we are taking our adoption lyrical routine. Now we are super excited about these two large group routines because they're going in the novice bracket and because the lyrical routine got a double diamond for us at the Talent on Parade regionals and the hip hop routine also won first place for us and received a special ovation award. So these are things that we're really, really excited about bringing. Now, next week, I am going to get into the nit and gritty, and I'm going to hopefully get some other people on here to talk to you about their excitement and their nervousness and all of the little insiders and how many studios that we think we're going up against and how many routines will be at nationals and what our schedule was going to be like. We're going to give you all the tea about nationals next week on our podcast. So come back here next Tuesday. I'm going to hopefully have it up by 10 a.m., but stay tuned. It will be up next Tuesday for sure. So come back next week for another episode of Dance Chat with Coach Mickey. And I really, really do hope that these tips helped you out. And good luck to you and break a leg at your nationals. And, you know, this is a great, great time of the season. Just keep celebrating. All right. Love you. Have a great week. See you guys next week. Peace out. Bye.